This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the process. I always love it when you're part of the process. I hate it when you sit in the background and do absolutely nothing. Okay? No, really, I really do. It's like you scream and yell and you scream and yell and scream and you yell, and then when you have a chance to do something about it, I don't hear anything. Do you know what I'm saying? Any way, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm sure somebody will take that as a negative that it came out of my mouth, but truly, anyway. You know, I'm seeing things over my shoulders. You guys know I have the news running just in case. Not because, you know, if I get bored with myself, I got to watch TV for a little bit. But, you know, just something news breaking, volcano going off, something like that happening. I want to be able to bring it to you live and, like, right now. But as I started to say earlier, there's going to be so much that Trump is now going to declassify. There's going to be so many things going on now that are just going to send. There's going to be a certain person. So when Trump starts declassifying all these documents on Hillary Clinton. Hillary, knock it off. What is wrong with her? No, don't start screaming yet. Wait till they show the paperwork. Then you can start screaming, okay? He's going to start declassifying so many things. So many papers. I mean, if I was him, I would be so tired of this garbage. It's time to put them. I got to have David Beagle back on the show. Here's a guy that beat the SEIU at their own game. All right? He was more than willing, to give you an idea of what was going on, somebody got crazy at the SEIU. He was more than willing to allow his employees to vote on whether they wanted the union or not. He had 3,000 employees. SEIU saw him growing, saw an opportunity, went in there, and wanted him to sign a letter of agreement that would just allow the union to come in. And he said he had actually owned a couple of union shops. He said, look, I don't have a problem with the union per se, but I'm not going to force it on the workers. Let the workers decide. And the people came to see him and said, well, that's too bad you feel that way because we're just going to make it uncomfortable for you, basically. And they went after his vendors. They went after his customers. And they tried to make it as uncomfortable for him. And he kept saying to them, just put it out to vote. If my employees want it, they can have it. I'm not forcing it on them. So then what he did is his daughter started reading cases on the SEIU and how they operated and what they did. So they turned the tables and used the exact same playbook that the SEIU uses on others on the SEIU. And it got so tough and hard at some point, when the SEIU got to court, they had nothing. And the judge turned against them. The Labor Relations Board turned against them. The judge said, I've never seen such thuggery in my life. And the SEIU lost. Now, again, if they had simply gone to the employees, they might have pulled this off. But after the employees saw what was going on and how they were, they wanted nothing to do with it. You know, you can, if you want to win these things, if you really believe you hear me, this is Joe's mantra. If we really believe that you have the right product, if you really believe that you have the right way to go, then why do you have to play that way? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I always enjoy having him on because he lays it out pretty simple. This is what's going on with the union. This is what they're doing to you. And then that way there, you know exactly where you stand. And again, he'll I got to bring him back on. I got to bring him back on because he'll lay it out in plain simple English. And you won't have to second guess it. If we get some more judges that just had a few more pieces of spine, how's that? See, I kept that clean. You know, we could get further. Seriously. Well, let's have a little Jesus moment here, because these guys make me nuts. You know, why? All right. Why my friends? Why my conservative friends? Why my Christian friends? By 5 minutes a time, for some of these jerks in Hollywood, to watch their movies, to buy a ticket, to do whatever. Why you do that, I just will never understand. Because the 70th Annual Emmy Awards kicked off with a slew of political jokes and jabs, as expected. But one remark from co-host Michael Che left many viewers upset. They wonder why they keep losing viewers. They wonder why they keep losing. See, when you're an entertainer and you're just a microphone, nobody cares what you believe in. Nobody. And the beauty is what you've set up for guys like me, which I love. Right, you've set it up so other actors who do believe in God, who do have a relationship with God, are willing now to come up, step up to the mic, and let you have it. And I'm good with that. So during Che's opening monologue with his fellow Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost, Che explained that his mother would not be watching the show on Monday night. "My mother's not watching," Che said. "She said she doesn't like watching while award shows because you guys don't thank Jesus enough." He continued, "That's true. The only white people that thank Jesus are Republicans and ex-crackheads." Now, the joke felt flat, but just the mere fact that he thought that it would be funny, he thought it would be accepted, is sad and sickening. And you know what else? It shows you that we've allowed them to believe that this is okay. More on dissing Jesus right on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are some messed up white people.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. I'm Joe Sr., your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do so much appreciate, really. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, there is so much happening today. Tom Del Picaro is going to join me at the Under the Side of Break. And we're going to re-hit the Kavanaugh thing a little bit. And truly, President Trump releasing all these. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think it's exactly what should be done. I am so tired of hearing about how the papers didn't say that. They didn't say this from, you know, people in the Judicial Committee and others that are actually overseeing some of these investigations. Now, we'll get to read them. We'll get to see what they say. We'll get to shove it in their faces. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You know, I am so tired that we can't make fun of anything that they do. But they can do whatever they want to us. Seriously. It is so irritating. And if we say anything about God, hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm sure I made some liberals pass out just then. What can I tell you? Hallelujah. There you go, everybody. This is, this isn't one of those like sing-alongs. You can't really do that with this. It doesn't have the same feel. But it has a better meaning than that. Anyway, you know, when you talk about it, these guys at the Emmys, why do you watch these people? Why do you give them 7 minutes of your time? I have a lot of the stuff I've just done away with, you know, and it's a reason that Timmy and I don't get invited to some stuff because we're not into it. We're not into this garbage. At least I'm not anyway. I know she isn't, but I can tell you for sure I'm not. And here you are at the Emmys and you're telling jokes about Jesus. How come they never tell jokes about Muhammad at the Emmys? Right? I'm just asking. I'm sure if somebody thought about it, there'd be some jokes about Moses, no question about that. Because even the Jews can't stand the Jews, which is wrong. We all know that. The Hollywood Jews, very few of them have anything nice to say about other Jews. I don't get it. Daytime Emmys, Michael Chi, according to a tweet, says, I'm not a Republican, neither an ex-crackhead. Do I get to thank Jesus according to your standards? I'm a believer. Any and Will, thank you, Jesus. Really bad writing, one user wrote. Another one said, more Colin just and Michael Chi's opening monologue bombed harder than I could ever have dreamed. Michael Chi, do not knock JC. Jesus is just all right with me. God, that's an old one. Right, this has to be one of the dumbest remarks I've ever heard from some Hollywood actor. Absolutely outrageous. See, you guys need to do this more. My Christian brothers and sisters, some of you write me and go, Joe, what do you get all crazy about? It's just idiots saying these things. It doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't take any power away from Jesus. No, you're right. It doesn't take any power away from Jesus at all. But why is it okay to make fun of Jesus? Why is it okay to make comments about Jesus? Calling us crazy for wanting to pray, for wanting to hear from Jesus. And yet when other groups do it, it's fine. Right? On campuses, on school grounds or what have you. I mean, you make fun of Muhammad, you make fun of Moses, you make fun of you're going to get a bit of trouble. Before Chi and Josh took the stage, the Emmy started with a song whose chorus was, We Solved It, a comic book ode to the diversity of nominees. And this helps Hollywood, you know, with their self-satisfying themselves. Saturday Night Live star and Emmy nominee Monday night, Kate McKinnon and Kenan Thompson started the song, pointed out that Sandra Oh could have been the first woman of Asian descent to win an Emmy. Now, see, this has become so political. They get there, and they make fun of they don't make fun of it. They get irritated because not enough blacks win. Not enough women win. Not enough black women win. Not enough short black women win. Not enough tall black women win. I mean, is it about the best actor and actress? And let me tell you what, this is what I don't understand either. There are plenty of black producers. There are plenty of black millionaires. Corey Duncan's going to have to dig me out of this hole later on. But there are plenty of black millionaires, plenty of black producers, plenty of black directors that have the money to come together and make movies with a majority of black actors or a majority of black workers or whatever it is. Should that be the way it has to happen? No, of course not. But over the years, we've seen this happen with every ethnicity. We've seen it happen with every group, whether it's Jews, Italians, Irish, whatever. There were times when these people totally unacceptable to, in a workplace, unacceptable to have certain jobs or what have you, and that has changed. But didn't change because somebody, some Irish guy gave an Italian guy a job, or vice versa, because they started to get together to help each other out. And the same thing with the women. I find it hard to believe that women are screaming for more equity, for more jobs for women, with the whole Me Too thing that was happening in Hollywood. They couldn't be bothered then. Just couldn't be bothered. It was wrong. And then I don't even know half these people. Titus Burgess, Kristen Bell. Oh, I know Kristen Bell. Yeah, Sterling Brown. Ricky Martin. Is he still something? I mean, he's kind of old now, isn't he? He declared the song they opened up with, you ready for this? Too White. Because now everything's about color. See, this is I also find this very amazing and amusing. The people who hate racial divide, what do? They divide by race. Right? They want equality, yet they won't lump you together. They want equality, yet they have black graduations and white graduations. They want equality, and they have black dorm rooms and white dorm rooms. Now, they don't care whether you're male or female in those dorm rooms. They don't care whether you identify as male or female, as long as you have a black and a white dorm. I don't get it. Andy Samberg showed up to ask if the song, in song if there was a place for straight white males in the song, and before being sent off, Martin and Samberg were met with loud cheers inside the Microsoft Theater. So let me see. We had to hit on the Christians. We had to hit on the gays. We had to hit on black people. We had to blame on black women. We had to make fun of white people. That's really what the Emmys are all about, aren't they? A heartwarming moment. Tom Del Beccaro joins me on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Go ahead. Have a puff. Come on back. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
But with all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in
the U.S. Senate.
President Trump defending his pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. He is denying an allegation of sexual assault made by a woman from more than 30 years ago. There will be a public hearing on the Hill come Monday.
They'll go through a process and hear everybody out.
On the left, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer weighs in.
For too long, women have made serious allegations of abuse and have been ignored or dragged through the mud. It would be a disgrace if this body and our fellow Republicans let that happen.
And Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Damn, there you go.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really enjoy when you're paying attention, when you're involved in the chat room, sending me texts, tweets, or even emails during the show. You can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Pay attention. This is the show where you might actually learn something. I mean, God forbid, right? I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me. And you just being involved and you being engaged. Right? It's really that simple. Anyway, I've asked Tom Del Beccaro to join me. And Tom is a great author. He's a great guy all around. He's written a book called The Divided Era. And Tom, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, it's been a long time. Where have you been?
Where have I been? Chasing you all around the place because, you know, you were bigger shots than now. You're all over the place. I can't nail you down for 5 minutes to be on my little humble show. Hey.
Okay, I'll give you a six. How about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think it's a Paizan. I'd move up to two or three notches, right? I mean, O'Reilly should be number nine. I should be, like, number three. Anyway, let's start a fight with the Irish now. Come on, let's go for it.
All right.
God, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Anyway, Tom, let's talk about, we'll talk about you in a minute. I want to talk about Kavanaugh right now. I mean, I am so irritated that this came out at the very last minute. Feinstein's been holding this for, two or three months now. You know, this is like a Hail Mary pass at this point in time. And I am so glad that he came out late this afternoon, Kavanaugh did, and say, look, I may not even have been there. I don't remember this party at all. He really needs to fight back on this, doesn't he? He needs to push back hard.
Well, look, there's a lot of things to say about this. This is the same exact thing they did with
Thomas.
Clarence Thomas,
yep.
Only I think less detail. I mean, she openly admits, we'll get to that, what she knows. But it's the same strategy of knowing the information, waiting till the hearings are over, and then after the hearings are over, claiming that there's additional information, so you've got a delay. And it worked with Thomas. Only the thing that happened with Thomas was that he struck back. It wasn't the Me Too era, and he scared them into voting for him, calling it a high-tech lynching. And even though the Democrats controlled the Senate, he got approved, which is pretty remarkable.
But Tom,
think about it.
One of his comments was, right, that you're just upset at an uppity black guy. Remember that?
No, he scared him. Now, Brett Kavanaugh doesn't have that ability. So this is tried and true. I firmly believe that the strategy was delay till after and then hopefully delay it past the elections, hoping that they control the Senate and they can turn this guy down. That truly, I believe, is what their strategy was. Now look, if no attorney would take her case for many reasons, criminally it's beyond the statute, civilly, even if it was within the statute or she could prove suppressed memory, there's so many gaps in her memory. She doesn't exactly know where it was. She doesn't know whose house it was. She can't really identify other people. So she has so many gaps in her memory that she really couldn't convince other people, that in fact Brett Kavanaugh was the person who did that. And if she can't convince him of that, then, you know, she can't win her case. But that's not what this is about. I mean, the left strategy very much so is to derail or stop someone from getting elected. They don't care about actual justice, so-called, related to the act. And what I mean by this is, if you think of Judge Roy Moore in recent elections, where he's all these accusations against him, they made the accusations, but no one's followed up on it. It's over. They don't care anymore because that guy's career is done. So they won't follow up on this with Kavanaugh. They just hope to derail. So what you have is a strategy they knew worked before timing-wise that matches up well with this midterm election. But they have someone who's going to come in there, not be able to provide a lot of information, have gaps in the memory. And I mean, if I had to say right now, I'd say it's 60-40 that he gets confirmed, because he just, it could be a mistaken identity. If you can remember almost nothing else about the night 36 years ago, you may not, and given all the other people that have spoken well of him,
he's been cleared by the FBI six times, Tom. All right, and get past that. Feinstein gave information to the FBI a little while back, and they went, "This is a nothing burger. We're not going to do anything with this because there's nothing here."
But that's so what? This isn't about the truth. This isn't about justice. This isn't even about Brett Kavanaugh. This is about their hope that they can take the Senate and block judicial nominees. Brett Kavanaugh, it doesn't matter whether he's the person or not, just as it doesn't matter whether Trump's the person or not. Everybody say, "Oh, we hate Trump. This is about Trump." No, was it? You hated Romney, and he's actually a nice man. You hated Bush. He's actually a nice man. So it's not about any of these people per se, but they personify it to destroy the character so people will go along with it.
Right. No, it you're exactly right. You look at the way they come out swinging with the and again, everything they were throwing at him for a few days there had nothing to do with the hearing at all. It really didn't. It was an attack mode from the minute the gavel hit. And even, listen, when you have Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg come out of her coma for 3 minutes to say, this is disgusting, what's going on here has been so politicized, and I don't think she was aiming that at the Republicans. I think she was aiming that at the process as a whole. It even disgusted her. That's got to give you some pause, right?
Yeah, I was, first of all, anybody who saw that clearly knows that she should retire. She is not physically capable of this job anymore. You know, Supreme Court justices are famous for 100-hour weeks when they're in session. She's not doing that. But beyond that, you're right. Even Kavanaugh said the same thing. And look, if you win the presidency, you get to nominate. And unless the person is a felon to some degree or another, this shouldn't be going on. But look, this is the way the Constitution was drawn up. I get it. I wrote a book about this kind of division. And the Democrats have made it clear that they're going to stop Trump at every single level, even though Gallup came out with a poll today, their lowest ever rating, only 12% of the people think the economy is a major issue. That's ridiculous, by the way. 12%?
Now, wait a minute. What's the other 80%? Illegal immigration? That they want no borders? I mean, is that how that works? God.
I mean, it's amazing that only that few people. So this isn't about Brett Kavanaugh. It's about the seat, and they would do anything. They'd find a way to hate no matter who's up there, unless that person said that they'd uphold Roe v. Wade. By the way, we need to talk about this. The Democrats are in love with stare decisis precedent. Yet, they think the Constitution is a living document. And it has always been so that the written law supersedes precedent. So how is it they're in love with precedent but want the Constitution to be living? Those are incompatible.
I agree with you. They think it's a living, breathing document. Matter of fact, we've even heard from some Democrats as of late that it needs to be wiped out. We need to start all over again because it was written so long ago, and our founding fathers could have never have understood the internet or Lady Gaga or anything like that. Thank God. So anyhow, we're gonna go for a quick break.
We're gonna talk more about that.
We will. What, Lady Gaga or the founding fathers? I'm curious. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Tom Del Beccaro joins us and will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
And here comes Annette Funicello. Another one of ours. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him right back in. I've only got him for a short period of time, and I hate wasting time when I have him on the show. Tom Del Beccaro joins me, former California Republican Party chairman, author of The Divided Era, which discusses how our government system creates political division, and publisher of The Political Vanguard. Thanks, Tom, for being with me.
Hey, I always love being on, and I love the Rodney Dangerfield. He's my favorite.
And I will...
my favorite Rodney Dangerfield joke. But he said that is, oh yeah, my dad was an alcoholic. Really, Rodney? I didn't know that. Oh sure, you mentioned work. He got drunk. But say he's a workaholic. You mentioned alcohol. You mentioned work. He got drunk.
You know, how many, I always joke, I said, how many of these jokes could you not do in today's movies? How many of these movies from the 70s?
Can't do nothing. Can't do nothing.
I mean, who's right. Don Rickles would be penniless today, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely. You can't do any of the jokes. And, you know, the left used to do them just as much as the right. So, yeah, they're just swinging. You know, which brings up the issue of censorship.
Yeah.
Because governmental censorship relies on private citizens to do the censoring because they can't watch over people. So they need the private censor, the private individuals and private companies to do their dirty work, hence Twitter and Google and their censorships. It is essential that the censorship that occurred during the run-up to the worst of the French Revolution was carried on by public mobs demanding thought police, you know, that they were. And that's what we're risking again in this country, because as you shut down thought and just accept, that's the real danger of democracy. Democracy is born of dissent and will die at the hands of those who prevent dissent.
Yeah, well, listen, you heard what's happening over in England. They've got a couple of lawmakers over there pushing to open up or not allow closed groups because of how much hate speech there are on Facebook. Groups on Facebook. So they're saying that because it could be hate speech in those groups, and they want to shut it down. I'm thinking, my God, what have we come to? Not that the Brits have always been, you know, for freedom of speech and all of that.
Well, you realize that Samuel Adams would have been accused of hate speech. But Samuel Adams, even all the way up into Henry Cabot Lodge at the turn of the next century, thought of him as one of America's greatest politicians, yet he would be called an extremist of hate speech. In fact, King George did look at him that way. But without that kind of dissent, the government forces you to act particular ways. But the American government is becoming more authoritative by the decade. It's far more authoritative than it was 50 years ago. But it relies on people just going along with government. But it can't enforce that by itself. So what it really needs, and I mean really needs, is private citizens to be the thought police that enforce this mob rule. Twitter saying, you know, who can do this? Facebook saying, who can do that?
Yep.
And then once you shut down and get a more docile society, they accept more laws. This is no, by the way, for the people listening who's saying, he's dramatic or he doesn't know what he said, blah, 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 blah. This is the same exact things that were said in the run-up to the French Revolution. This could never happen here. Okay, tell that to Robespierre. Remember, the socialism isn't about the leaders. It's about who's left standing.
Yep. I want to come back to something, though. You kind of, Google recently devastated. The tapes came out, the video came out, how devastated they were that Trump won. And the actual, they thought that they had more influence on the election. My mindset here, I don't want government involved in this, but I am scared to no end that, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of those can direct the next elections in any direction they want to. They're cutting people like me down to where we're getting out to 20, 25 people. You know, we're trying to look all kinds of ways to get our message out. Google could Google, Facebook, and Twitter could, in essence, call the next election, if you would, couldn't they?
Yes, because if they're the information highway, and they put up tolls and decide who can get information, then yes, you can make the argument, and they are, because of their size and fact that they're using the internet, you know, this is where the argument becomes that they're more like a utility than they are a private company. And, you know, when Obama got involved with the car companies and got people fired and decided and
and was involved in the unions getting a good deal and the bondholders not, blah, 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 blah. Nobody on the left had a problem with that. But the idea that Trump is saying you can't do certain things if you're Google, everybody's up in arms. But if at the end of the day, Google was the only search engine on the planet, let's just say that.
Right.
Would you still agree that they can't be regulated just because they're a private company? Remember, at one time,
yes,
there was no regulation of the railroads. If you wanted to come into Manhattan Island, then you had to deal with Vanderbilt because he owned the bridge that the trains came over to get into Manhattan Island.
Right.
And he literally, one time in a dispute with the owners of the Erie Railroad, said, okay, fine, you guys are screwing me, you're not coming in here anymore. What if Google reaches that point? Will you then say?
But then they're already.
Question.
Come on, for all intents and purposes, they're already there.
Then you're okay with them being regulated because they're almost a monopoly.
Am I okay with them? I don't see, Tom, I knew you were going to do that to me. I knew when I asked the question.
but is there
a gray area where you say, well, wait a minute, where you say, if you allow this kind of speech, if you allow somebody running on the left, a Democrat running, to put up an ad that beats on the guy he's running against, and you don't allow the right to do the same thing, is that okay?
The answer is, if there's three or four Googles, it's not an issue. If there's only one, then it starts to become an issue.
Right. But they're going to tell you.
There is only one right now.
No, they're going to tell you they have Bing. They have, what is the other one? DuckDuckDuck, or whatever the
Yahoo.
Heck it's called. Yahoo. I mean, I can probably list a dozen search engines, but every one of them in some way, shape, manner, or form has to use Google or even Bing at this point in time to gather some of that information. And if you really want to see, you know, do a side-by-side test someday with Bing and Google, and you'll see the different results you get asking the same exact question. So it's, you know, again, Bing realizes it doesn't have the market cornered like Google does. I don't know what you do with that. I really don't. It's one of those things where I want the market to bear it out, but I have no place else to go.
There is no market because of the magnitude of what it costs. Just like putting up a rival at Facebook seems almost impossible economically to do. And so they are a de facto monopoly, but it's a voluntary monopoly in the sense of you never have to go to Facebook.
Well,
you never have to go to Twitter.
That's true, unless you really want to see, you know, the pictures of your grandchildren or your kids that are scattered all across the country. It's very hard to do it any other way. But you know what? We're running out of time. real quick, real short. Kavanaugh. Is he a major, I don't know, notch, a negative for the Republicans in the midterms?
No. In fact, he could hurt the Democrats more because of the possibility of an overreach on the subject.
Yeah. All right, Tom, tell people where to find you and how they can find your writings.
PoliticalVanguard.com. Go there and please take a look at my book, The Divided Era. Thanks so much for having me on.
No, you always enjoy. Don't just look at his book. Buy the book. Come on. Don't be cheap. Anyway, Tom.
Say hi to your lovely wife for me.
I will. Always a pleasure to have you on. Appreciate your time with me.
Bye, Bob.
I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, always, always, always a pleasure. And in the next hour, it's like a smorgasbord of topics. We're going to deal with the FISA documents and the Russia probe, and truly, what kind of blow did Trump just deal to Mueller's Russia investigation? When everybody gets to see the paperwork that Mueller's looking at, maybe a problem. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. I want you to sign up for our weekly newsletter. Other than that, go heat up your coffee, go cool down your drink, whatever you have to do, and come on back.